yo, what up? All the way live from 919. It's Fonte. Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Hey, look here. I'm going to make your picture right. You need to call me. We can hook up. I got some real nice for you. It'll make your toes curl. Call me as soon as possible.
Yo, Shorty, a.k.a. Good Kid, Red City. I just called to say congratulations on Frocast. Once again, y'all stealing shit, though. God bless. Congratulations. Nappy Afro, Fro Nation.
Hello. You are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com.
Yo, you are now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 345. It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the host with the most, a.k.a. the people's champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the king of the lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. I am the Frocast. I'm now joined by my lovely, voluptuous, problematic co-host, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a whole lot of crass with a dab of class, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building. And like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Frocast. Follow us at the main site, also on Instagram at Nappy Afro. Anything else is on this Nappy Afro, you call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Stream us on Spotify. All the other podcast readers, look for the Frocast. It's us. And don't forget our Patreon, where you can become a supporter of the all things Nappy Afro. You can join for as little as $1 a month. You join for $5, you get some little goodies. You get a shout out on the Frocast. And then, you know, then we got another couple levels above that. But go look at it. Find a level that's comfortable for you. Support the team. Support the dream. Queen Germ, how was your week?
It's pretty good so far. Spring break.
Spring break, yes.
Although I'm still at work, but
hey, man,
it's less traffic, so no students.
Well, you know, I'm enjoying my first spring break. I'm enjoying it.
Nigga go to work for 2 weeks and off for another week.
Hey, man, that's just how, hey, look, luck of the draw, I guess. Life. Luck of the draw, but it's going to be here when we go back because we're going to have a whole week worth of work, so I'm going to enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of work to do, and I'm going to really enjoy it. It's going to keep your boy busy. But yeah, man, as far as I know everybody's asking about the foot's getting a little better. You know, we're able to
take it out of boot when he's not on it, but whatever.
I mean, I have to move around, so, you know.
You could be in the house instead of being in this garage smoking weed.
But, you know, hey, that's part of my, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, hey, we're not here judging people. We're not here judging.
That's kind of what we do sometimes, but go ahead.
Okay, got my Black Man No Cheat stickers in the mail. What you think about them?
I like them. They look all right. I mean, I need y'all to go in and support some of my products, but
I mean, let's get them out there. We gotta get your you know, the grade is your motherfucking grade. People seem to like that one.
Yeah, seem to like that.
Yeah, but what's your new one? You said you came up with.
I came up with after having such a bad experience. At a girls' night out this past weekend, we didn't get very good service, and I know that that's because people feel like Black people don't tip. So I said we need to get a T-shirt or something that's to let the people know that Black people do tip. So we can get some good customer service because y'all can't get my money, and you make me not tip because you've been so horrible to me. I would like to tip you, But now you can't get the best, you know, tip if you treat me like trash. I'm not going to prove a point. I'm not one of those niggas.
Yeah, I'm not going to tip just
because. I'm going to tip you because, oh, I need to prove to them that they did me bad, but I'm going to give you $10. Mm-hmm. Heifer. My food was $11.90-something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you $10 just to prove to you that I can tip. Shit.
I'm not tipping.
I'm here. I'm eating my food. If you give me some piss poor service, I'm giving you the bare minimum of tip. Mm. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of dollars for your trouble, but you're not finna get me to come up in here and give you no, you know what I'm saying, no 100% tip because I want to prove a point. Nah, I'm going to be the stereotype today if you give me this shitty ass service.
Mm. So black people do tip. Just like black men don't cheat, black people do tip.
Just like black men do cheat, black people do tip.
Mm-mm. Black men don't cheat.
Black niggas tiptoe outside the door.
Don't forget that shirt is in the shop, people.
And they ain't doing right. That's what the fuck
it
is.
Get your shirt. Get your black men don't cheat shirt, people.
Wear the lie. Wear the lie.
Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
In the don't part.
Yeah. Anyway, moving along, man. We got a lot to get into this week, so let's go ahead and jump into it. Kodak Black. You heard of him before?
Yeah, he's the ugly motherfucker that raps.
Okay, well, he's trying to smash Young M.A.
And Young M.A. is a lesbian.
Yes. And he's going around. He has a song that where he said he'll hit Young M.A. as long as she got a coochie. And then he said he don't understand how she got a coochie and don't want to be penetrated. And it's getting to the point now where it's borderline harassment.
Harassment, yeah. That's
and, you
what
know,
it
and
is.
Nobody's saying nothing about it. And you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like weird because why ain't nobody standing up for Young M.A.? Like, I mean, you know, I know she got that thug image and, you know, nobody wants to stand up for her, but
I mean, they feel like she probably could handle it herself, so if she want to tell him something, she can tell him something. Yeah. Who knows? It might be publicity. I don't know.
But it could be, but it just seems like the way he's going about it, yeah, it's like, you know she's not interested in penis. You know what I'm saying? At all. Like, you know that. So for you to keep throwing the penis at her and just like, you know,
I mean, he hounding is very
and, you know,
then
his fans is going at, you know, in her comments and why you don't want to fuck Young Kodak, why you don't want to get, you know, and it's just like.
I mean, and in the climate of the world anyway, I don't even understand how nobody think that that's a good PR move.
And he's got a rape, like, he's got rape allegations on his thing, so it's like, why are you perpetuating the stereotype, young man? Like,
yeah, he need to go find something else to do because he is not very attractive. Mm. I mean, he can't fix that, but he might want to fall back off of this girl.
Yeah, it's like, it's just weird, bro. Like she said, he weird. Like, what kind of nigga, like, you know, like, what, like, you know, why would you be interested into a stud?
I mean, who knows? You know, some people just be wanting to turn somebody out, want to say that they pulled you back into the, you know, to the other side.
Wow. So, yeah, I think it's borderline harassment. That's what I'm calling it. Yo, Kodak, chill, bro. You know what I'm saying? Somebody need to say something. Ain't nobody saying everybody laughing and joking, but
yeah, because that shit ain't funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny because it's like, you can tell it kind of bothers her, you know what I'm saying, a little bit, but it's like she trying to play it off, but the shit kind of, you know, like, that ain't cool, bro. So, Kodak, that shit ain't cool. And if you think that shit cool, y'all making jokes about it, y'all need to chill, bro, because, you know, like, I don't know, man. Wow, like, I don't know. I'm not gonna.
He don't know.
Yeah. That shit, wait. It's crazy. She tells me he don't know. I was gonna say some wild, problematic shit, but you know. Yeah, that's.
What you gonna say?
I was like, you know, nah, I'm not gonna say that.
What? Young and maybe don't fuck him?
Something like that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, or who knows, bro.
I mean, that might be what he wants. That's why he keep on hunting her.
Mm.
He probably knows she got some shit in there for his ass. That's what it is.
Mm.
If he really want to be real about it, so.
Wow. Your homegirl Jess Hilarious made the news again. She was boarding an airplane the other day and some Sikh. Is that how you say it? Sick. Sick.
I thought it was silk. Silk. Huh. It's like silk, like the fabric. Okay. It's pronounced like that, I believe.
Yeah, they're not even Muslims. They're
no,
like,
they're not. They're like Indian,
Hindus or something like that. Yeah. So they were getting on the plane and she was acting all crazy like, oh, shoot, these dudes getting on the plane and, you know, being a comedian and, oh, I'm scared right now. And, you know, I don't care what y'all say. I'm scared these dudes on the plane. And not knowing that, you know, like a couple of days or hours earlier, they had just had a mosque attack in New Zealand. And, you know, so they end up, the plane, they got off the plane. And
they took the people off the plane.
Took the people off the plane. Got back on the plane, them dudes wasn't on the plane.
And she's still recording and letting y'all know that she don't care how y'all feel about it.
Yes, and then the internet attacked her ass and had her ass apologizing, crying and everything. Like, you know, because, listen, she seen the error in her ways.
I mean, it is, but it ain't. Because my thing is, I mean, it's a twofold thing. Because if you can justify patting me down because I got twist in my hair, kind of look like locks, and depending on how my hair is styled, you sticking your finger in my hairdo that I done paid $75 for.
Yeah.
That shit ain't cool. You digging me up because that's you feel like something is in my hair. So fuck that. If the silks look suspicious and you pull them motherfuckers off, check them just like you check me. You in my motherfucking bag. I done had dogs sniff my shit.
Okay, so that's what they saying. For her to be one of the people to get profile, how can you profile someone else?
But that's the shit that people do. I mean, it don't make it right. I'm just telling you, that's the shit people do. Cause if you get done all kind of ways, that's just like you. People think black people supposed to be the most welcoming, which we are in too many cases, of all races around. Because we feel like stuff that has been done to us, we don't want it to be done to other people, and we open all our arms and allow other people to fuck us over. And so that's what our problem is. But you can't say just because, oh, we've been done wrong, we haven't overcome, but we're going to let everybody else do whatever they want to do on us. And that's not fair. So, okay, she ain't right to sit there and try to make it seem like, oh, these people make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, shit, if I want to know what the hell I did, my last name sound like something that y'all need to go check. Every motherfucking time I go through the airport, small airports, big airports, it don't even matter, I'm getting checked. So I already know. I already wear the appropriate clothes because I already know what's going to happen. I got to make sure I got some polish on my shoe, on my toes if they, I ain't got no socks on. I got to make sure everything is what it need to be because they sticking their hands in my hair. They going through my bag. That's what's going to happen to me every single time.
Okay, so you knowing that, would you feel like, do you profile people when you get on airplanes?
Hell yes.
I mean, I look at people.
I'm looking at everybody. People getting killed in churches. People getting killed while they pray.
I mean, I'm not saying don't be. You're always supposed to be aware of your surroundings.
And I'm very aware.
And I get that, but not to the point where, like, okay, if I'm somewhere in an all black environment and I see a white dude in there, yes, I'm looking at the white dude, like, yo, I got to keep my eye on him. Like, why is it a white dude here? This is an all black environment. Yeah, I'm watching the white dude.
Well, they watching you too. Trust and believe it. And I mean, my thing is, shoot, I've gone to multiple scientific conventions and stuff. We have our posters in a tube. Some may suspect it to be something that contains something that's a weapon. Guess what? My Indian coworkers who had a little head wraps, they can't carry their tube. What they gonna say? Hey, let me put my poster in yours, cause they don't even want that smoke when they come on the damn plane.
They like,
hey, you gonna put all ours in the one tube, cause we don't really want to carry one. Right. And this happened so many times, I just be like, hey, y'all done with y'all's? We can roll them all up, you know, put them in the tube together, so everybody posters get there safely. But ain't nobody want to carry the black tube, cause it look like a damn rifle or something. Yeah, some kind of bomb on your back. They not even trying to tote that shit. So I'm like, you know, people. I mean, it's not fair, but it is what it is. I mean, the girl called herself Jess with the mess. She was cutting up it, and she gave me a couple of little chuckles in there because she was just looking crazy. But I mean, it's like you cannot ever. I mean, the problem with stereotyping people or, you know, profiling people is kind of the fact that chances are you're probably gonna be wrong more times than you're right.
Yeah,
but you can't go so hard with it to where, you know what I'm saying, you cause damage. You gotta kind of be, I mean, I wouldn't trust nobody's shit. I don't give a damn, head wrap or not, you looking strange, your eyes shifting and carrying on, and you looking like you don't really know what you finna do, I'm watching you.
That's just how I move in life. I move, like, when I'm in places and I'm watching the room, you know what I'm saying, I'm watching people, make sure, you know what I'm saying, you don't see nobody getting agitated, some shit pop off. That's just how I move.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see the room. I'm a people watcher, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I see a lot of things with people, like, you know. So it's just, you're supposed to be aware of your surroundings, but not to the point where you're just like, oh, here goes some black people. They about to do some dumb shit. Or, oh, you know, just be aware of what's going on. Don't do no fuck shit. Like, you know, they said at first they thought she was the one that called and got
and
them
she didn't, because she, in her thing, she kept saying, Isn't it funny how they have been, you know what I'm saying, they're not on the plane. We boarded the plane. We're about to leave and they're not back. She wasn't the only person. Yeah. And you know good and damn well, they ain't listen to no nigga saying nothing on no plane. There was somebody else that they felt was a little more credible, and they took their word for it. She just happened to be recording.
She had a wrap on her head, too.
Exactly. What they could have been like,
yo, you too, come on out. You got something on your head, too. Come on, Jess.
And they wasn't going to do it.
So, you know.
They already know she a nigga. Niggas wear shit like that.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know, man. Stop profiling people. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's some signs that you look for? Like, for instance, I was on a board the other day, that site. They said, what's some signs that you see in somebody that you could tell today, like, you don't really fuck with them? Like, you don't know them, but something somebody could do. Like, or the dress, or just some way they... Any signs that people give off that you, like, I don't fuck with you. And you don't, without knowing them. Like, you know somebody corny or something like that. Like, for me, if I see a nigga brush his hair backwards, like, I don't fuck with niggas that brush their hair backwards. Like, nah, I can't.
Is that right?
You can look at it and tell niggas that brush their... I don't fuck with them niggas, man.
Yeah, I mean, I just know, typically, I don't really try to jump out there and say I don't really fool with somebody, but, I mean, it's just certain vibes you get from people. You exchange energy with people, and you know what people match you and don't. Even when, especially, like, with certain black people, it's like, some of us, we just come off looking real weird. Like, I know some people, it's like, they ain't even, and I hate to say it, but they ain't got no black voice. It's like, shit, you stand in front of people and you talk like that every day, you ain't try to do nothing with that? Yeah. Like, your shit just sound real whack. Like, how could you even talk around people? Like, I wouldn't even want to communicate with people. I'd have to write everything down.
Oh, well. So, okay. Moving along. Oh, you remember that scandal that you talked about the parents paying for their kids to get into these colleges? Well, a couple of the kids dropped out.
It ain't them children's fault.
It is the children's
fault. No, it ain't the children's fault. Ain't nothing to do with it.
She didn't even want to go to college.
It don't matter, but you do what your mama told you to do. Your mama told you to go to the people's school.
So now, you know, they dropping out. Lori Loughlin's kids, that's the auntie from Full House. They married, what was his name, Uncle Jesse's wife.
Mm-hmm. I know who the people are, but I don't know what their real names are. Yeah. Go ahead.
Lori Loughlin. That's her real name.
Yeah. But, I mean, it ain't the children's fault. The parents are the ones did it.
Yeah, the daughter, she drops out of USC mid college admission scandal.
So she ain't going to come back because they done arrested the mama and all kind of carrying on. But, I mean, that shit just whack. Like, it ain't even on that level. Like, you mad. The people who took the bribe should be the ones that y'all really focusing on.
What does that mean? So why not be mad at the kids?
The kids didn't do it. The kids ain't got nothing to do with it.
They were in on the scandal.
It don't matter. I mean, you don't know whether they did or not. Somebody, chances are, them people didn't know that. Children did not know that. They thought their parents might have pulled some strings, but they didn't think they went and paid nobody or made nobody do nothing. Them kids ain't have a clue to how deep that thing went. And then the person at the school, when do you stop? I know the way my world works, you can't stop with just getting the motherfucker in. You got to be paying the teachers to pass them in the class because shit, they ain't going to never get no degree. So you can't just pay the person to let them in the program. If I want this Harvard degree, I need to be paying some teachers who over in this department and that department. Shit, how much was you willing to pay for the degree? Shit, you could have sent them to a regular school.
I mean, but if my parents can pay $500,000 for me to go to college, I don't think I need to go to college.
I know I don't need to go to college. Fuck that. They got something they can let me do. I can open up a damn jewelry store or something.
Well, I mean, what's the point of me going to college if my parents
They just wanted you to have that experience so you can kind of have a normal life.
Oh, man.
To be a normal, you know what I'm saying, a little more normal than these old, you know what I'm saying, rich kids that don't do shit but spend their parents' money and try to become a celebrity or something. You know what I'm saying? Be a celebrity because your parents are in the limelight or whatever. But, you know, I guess that's what the part they were willing to pay for. But I'm just like, that's stupid. I wouldn't waste that kind of money on those schools.
Nah, I'm good.
Education is completely overrated if you're talking about...
Yeah, like, I could pay $500,000 just for you to get, like, then I still got to pay for school.
That, too.
Like, that's the other part, the flip side about it. I paid $500,000 plus... I got to pay tuition.
Yes.
Like, it ain't like that $500,000 got me.
It's covering nothing but the favors.
Yes. Wow.
So, I mean, me personally, I wouldn't blame the kids because the kids didn't have nothing to do with it. It's just a matter of...
But, you know, they'll get blamed for it because they got in and my friend didn't get in.
But it shouldn't matter. I mean, for me, I just feel like, you know, for one, in this country, education... is a scam.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? The government, they have so many of these things. That's why they stay rich. because they got so much shit to trick you into thinking that, you know, you're going to have a better life. You get all this education, then your ass got all these damn student loans. If you don't have no decent job, you can't pay the student loans back. Mm. You can't even have a real life because you over here for the first 20 years, you trying to balance paying a damn mortgage and paying the damn student loan people.
I was watching this video, the show about the student loans, and the guy said he had been paying student loans. He paid $100,000+ in student loans, and then they mess around and told him, like, you paid the wrong, something about the money went to the wrong place, you got to start all over again. And he was like, how in the hell? Like, you know, he was about to, he was celebrating because he thought he had paid his loans off, and they was like, nope. And, you know, so student loans is, like, the biggest debt in America right now.
I mean, it's a scam. Yeah. It's a straight up scam because you can't tell me with the money that you talking about you putting out. It's so many people who ain't gonna never pay their student loan debt.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm one of them. I ain't never planning on paying the motherfuckers half the money I owe them. Mm. But nonetheless, yeah. I just feel like
on record, it's my nigga.
On record. Fuck
you heard
it.
You heard it.
Yes.
Damn, boy, my baby a thug.
Boy, whatever.
She ain't paying them niggas nothing.
I'm not. I mean, I might pay them by 30%, but as much as I owe. That shit ain't putting a dent in nothing, but
He was in the forgiveness program.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He was supposed to be under some little thing. He did, you know, he was supposed to be done, and they told him, like, nah, because...
And they wouldn't tell me that shit.
Because they said they sold the loan to somebody else. And
I ain't got shit to do with that. Y'all better recoup them funds however y'all got to do it, but you better leave me the hell alone. Because they ain't got to never worry about that day with me, because I'm not trying to give them all that money. But it's just like, I mean, I know it's a scam, but just because of the simple fact of the matter is that you can keep on pushing it back. They don't give a damn about that shit. Because if they can't get their money till they got to take all your money when you die or whatever, they going to try to get their money. So it's just like, it's something that's never going away. And to be honest, a certain level of your education should be for free. When you talk about all the money people pay and all these other services and tax money and all the shit, you should be able to get an undergrad degree for $0.
You think as far as reparations, they can start by saying all black people can go to college for free?
Yeah. That would be better for me because people need education.
Yeah.
They can make better decisions when you've had enough, you know what I'm saying, you've learned enough things. But when you got people out here just in the street, it's a whole lot of people love money. Most people like to have things. Anybody want to be poor.
Yeah.
So, people have that in their minds that I want to have some things. I want to be able to buy nice things, have things for my children, what have you. But if you don't have no means to do that, you turn to the street or something illegal or whatever because you do not have the means to get a better job because you don't have that education. But as far as the student loan thing, it's just the biggest scam that America got going on. And I mean, and people sign up for it. And they just thinking, yeah. I'm hoping for a better life. I'm going to get this education. I'm going to get this good job. And then you get out of school. And then you fuck. You could have did a whole lot of other shit. You could have took and flipped your refund check one time and been better off than what you're doing right here.
The government will sign you up for a big-ass loan when you're 18, but they won't give you a house when you're grown up. Oh, your credit ain't good enough.
Yeah.
But you're 18. Oh,
you ain't had nothing.
We'll let you give you this loan
$100,000
for school, we give this 18-year-old this loan, but when you fucking 40 and you got a job and you like, yo, nah, we can't.
I want a house. No, you don't need a house now.
We can't give you that. Nah, your credit fucked up. Why? Your credit not good enough. Why?
Because you got student loans.
Yeah, you got student loans.
That's why. Shit, we done gave you a house.
So shout out to all those people with student loans, man. You know, hey, shout out to y'all, man. It's a tough life. I know how I get, man. I had student loans for a while. I'm in the zero now.
It's called forbearance, deferment,
whatever it is called.
I've been on all levels of it.
Default.
All I'm saying is like, I've seen all the levels of it.
So, you know,
that's something I can't do.
Yeah,
I can't get on people that's money. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Speaking of some bullshit.
Bullshit. Go ahead. What is it?
Your girl. Representative Kendrick with this foolishness about people in their damn dick. She talking about some people have, she trying to, I guess, reclaim and whatever. She would have to be a black person from my home state of Georgia with the bullshit, but she sounds stupid as hell.
A Georgia lawmaker proposed a testicular bill of rights package Monday in response to the state's advancement of a bill to outlaw abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Democratic Representative Darshan Kendrick seeks to regulate male bodies in response to what she contests is the regulation of women's wombs. The bill would require men to ask permission from their partners before taking Viagra or erectile dysfunction medication and wait 24 hours before purchasing a sex toy. The lawmaker wants to classify sex without a condom as aggravated assault and ban vasectomy procedures. Men would also be forced to begin paying child support before a woman reaches 8 weeks in pregnancy. Kendrick announced the legislation on Twitter.
And that shit gonna get voted down real quick. Because that shit is dumb.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
How are you talking about somebody that had aggravated assault because you had sex without a condom?
Hey,
man. What the fuck is wrong with her?
Hey, man.
I know who's not getting fucked.
I think she's making it like she wants to.
She wants to show people how absurd it is for them to outlaw abortion, but you going about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's dumb. That don't make no sense. You don't have my vote, ma'am. You sound real stupid. I mean, and I don't even understand how they talking about something. You can outlaw abortion. Everybody should have the right to choose. Anybody even got no business trying to make that a thing. It's just, at this point, it's so many reasons and so many different gray areas. You can't tell somebody that because the government is not taking care of nobody's kids. Mm. They can say whatever they want. When you sending somebody a little bit of food stamps, you send somebody a little bit of check, that ain't taking care of nobody. You ain't coming in there in the middle of the night burping my baby, wiping their ass. So you gonna make this person have a child and they don't want to have a child, but you ain't taking care of them. And then as many kids getting abused in these foster cares and all this other stuff, you telling me that people should just be forced to have kids for the sake of you want to feel good about what? That people couldn't have abortions. That shit is dumb.
Mm. Tell them, Doc.
I'm just saying, like, you don't have a solution to the problem, but you gonna force somebody to have to bring somebody into this world for them to possibly be abused and harmed, which is worse than being aborted.
Yep.
To me. I don't know. But in my mind, it makes more sense to have an abortion if you know you don't want to have a child. If you going to be somebody who either leave the child with somebody who mess around and do something to your child. If you end up neglecting the child because you are not emotionally or, financially prepared to have a kid. And you just like, shit, I gave birth to the kid. I did you the favor. I let you live. I'm not doing shit else. So you and the kid don't have no real relationship. All these types of things play out. Give the child up for adoption. You don't know who house they gonna go to. Mm. Foster care, bouncing from place to place, still not knowing who they are. That's bullshit. So people need to stop with this nonsense. How you gonna regulate what the fuck somebody do with their body?
Mm.
That's just out your hands at this point. If we redefining family, if we accepting people to be transgender, we accepting people to do all these things, you gonna tell me the human anatomy is something that y'all gonna fight over in the courts? You gonna tell me what I can do with my private parts? That's why they're private. It's up to me to do what the fuck I want to do with them.
Mm. Amen. Hey, ladies, don't let them tell you to do what you want them to do with your body. You control your body. I know that made no sense, did it?
You high, so.
Ladies.
Whatever you said.
No one can tell you what to do with your body.
Nobody can tell anybody what to do with their body.
Exactly.
A man. Unless you saying.
Especially not men.
You're doing something you ain't got no business doing. But as far as you talking about just having sex with somebody, you in a relationship with somebody, you talking about you finna catch a charge because you ain't wear a condom? Nigga, please. You better fall asleep somewhere, girl.
Aggravated assault.
Aggravated assault. Okay. You one of the ones that somebody need to. Let me stop. Okay, moving on.
Wow. Speaking of sex toys, since she said a 24-hour wait on sex, who's going to wait 24 hours to buy
nobody,
sex toys?
Nobody, because I'm getting it now. We fucking now, and that's what it's going to be. There's nobody waiting for 24 hours for what? What are you waiting for? That's not a freaking weapon, is it?
You can buy a gun faster than you can buy a sex toy.
If fooling around with her,
in the state of Georgia.
Fooling around with this broad.
Yeah. How about you put a 24-hour wait on guns? Do that.
Yeah, that's what you can do. Yeah. Nah, I'm with that. I'm with that bill. But other than that, nah, I don't want to hear that shit.
Speaking of sex toys, BEASY Center. This is from the Death of BEASY, the Mind of BEASY people. So you know where it's going. You know where it's going. We saw this this stroker sex toy from it was New Age a stroker sex toy for men. It was clear. It was a see-through.
It looked interesting.
Yeah, it's got like a little mechanism that pumps it faster, slower, and it has a damn dock for your damn phone. I don't
so
know
you
why.
You watch porn while you getting your dick jacked by the machine.
But then you're going to bust on your phone, though. I
mean, maybe, maybe not.
But you know what I'm saying.
I mean, some of y'all got this little weak pull, so it just might roll out. It might not shoot out on top of the
phone. I mean, so, you know. So, but that was, like, they get new age with these sex toys. Me, personally, I wouldn't trust it. I'm not putting nothing mechanical on my penis. Like, it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Because I get him into it, y'all.
And that something go haywire and then your dick break. And then what? Then what? Now you got a broken dick.
And moving on to the next toy.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, but this other toy that be easy sent us, this is weird. It's a emerging fetish online, laying alien eggs inside yourself.
Where are y'all finding these aliens at? Because they don't exist.
Exactly. The ovipositor.
Can I see the picture?
Lays gelatin eggs in the body cavity of your choice. Fans say the sensation of mushy extraterrestrial ovum slopping out of them is a real treat. So basically.
That's weird.
This little.
I mean, it looks crazy.
This little
now,
toy.
Now, the other thing looked like something to play with, but that right there looked like something
this
ridiculous.
This toy looks like an alien penis. It looks like uncircumcised penises, which looks weird. And
so how many uncircumcised penises do you have? Because yours is not.
What you mean?
I'm saying yours is not an uncircumcised one, so I'm trying to see who dicks.
Uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised. Mean that just skin still on there.
Oh, okay.
So your skin is not on there. I'm asking you the question. How many uncircumcised dicks have you seen? Because that means that you talking about somebody else dangling that ain't yours is what my question is,
nigga. I've seen porn before. There's been uncircumcised niggas in porn. I'm not seeing one in
real life.
Yeah.
That's what my question is, sir.
No. Never seen any penis in real life besides my own.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand here.
Yeah. I'm just like, whoa. That's
I mean, I'm
like,
just trying to understand. Like, are you telling me something here?
No.
We keep learning about each other on the podcast. So,
well, no, that's not. Can I finish reading the article? I mean,
I guess. I mean, you was taking your time, shit.
I mean, you kept taking my darn.
Okay, come on.
Jesus Christ! So recently, while on the internet looking at weird sex things, I came upon the gushing testimony of a young woman who had just discovered Primal Hardware's patented ovipositor, one of the most unusual and confronting sex toys I've ever heard of. The ovipositor is basically a big dildo that lays goopy eggs molded from gelatin into the body cavity of your choice. So basically, it looks like a little alien penis, and it drops a egg in you know
whatever orifice of your body.
And then I guess the shit's bust when it heats up. And would you be down for that?
No, that just sounds weird and messy. I mean, what I want something oozing out my ass and oozing between my legs? That's just too much. That's nuts. That's not okay.
I mean,
that's not okay.
It's gelatin, so it's like, so I guess it'll ooze out. Oh,
it
man.
Is. That's going to be a mess.
Wow. Because
you saying all this large ovary, egg type something? No. Mm-mm.
So it's a no for you?
No, completely.
It's a no for me on the stroker. No, on the gelatin eggs.
I'll get you that stroker now.
I don't want. What I need that for?
It look fun.
No, you get it then.
I don't have a dick.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I might not have one either. Mess around with that.
I'll keep an eye on it. I'll make sure it don't get out of control. If it seems like it's getting carried away, I'll slow it down and shut it off or whatever.
So yeah. So no on the stroker. No on the gelatin egg. The
Father's
dick
eggs. Is.
I mean, look, if you're into alien eggs, you're probably like a weirdo. Like, you're probably in the anime. You probably
ain't doing nothing at your house. Anyway.
Yeah, you're probably one of them little loner chicks that, I would love to have an alien inside of me. Like, why would you want to have an alien have sex with you?
And then they keep advertising it as you can put it where you want. So letting you know that
it's
ass appropriate.
Yes, mouth appropriate.
Yeah, anything.
Ugh, you can go ATM with it if you want to.
Okay, moving right along.
Emotional cheating. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. And you do it all the time.
Okay. Before we go into this, I was listening to the Back Talk podcast. Shout out to Master Ray and them over there. And they was talking about emotional cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard of emotional cheating.
Well, I have. The same
Excuse
way
me.
Black men don't
Can
cheat.
Can you explain to me what emotional cheating is?
I mean, what you do when you invest time in other people to talk about your life and to talk about your situations or even to listen to theirs. I mean, especially when we run around here with job daughters and shit, you know, those types of things like that. You are conducting emotional cheating. That's what those habits and behaviors are. I mean, you are confiding in people who are not your spouse or significant other, and therefore you all are developing a relationship that's outside of ours, and therefore you are, I mean, I'm supposed to be your everything. So that means if you require something from somebody else, even if it's just on an emotional level, you're not having sex or what have you, you are connected to somebody else who's not me. Mm. So you are cheating.
Wow. So, now, that's deep. I wouldn't think of it like that, but confiding, like, what you mean confiding? Like,
any type of emotional, I mean, like, you, for on a regular basis, like they say, you don't have to do something but, what, 21 days before it's a habit? Uh-huh. So, you think of the time that you invest in these other people's lives. Uh-huh. It ain't your job. You're not, you know what I'm saying, you're not a therapist.
Okay.
You're talking to them, you're getting feedback from them about your life, they're doing the same with you about their lives. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you all are developing a bond. And therefore, that's a whole nother relationship. You don't have to have sex with them, but you're talking to them, so now y'all got, every day y'all might be texting each other, talking to each other at work, whatever it is, you all are constantly thriving off of each other's relationship. So you are cheating because you are developing something, you are building something with another somebody that is not in your unit.
But what if that doesn't? What if that doesn't change the way?
That's no excuse.
But it's just like, what if I just have an outlet? And sometimes I just, you know. So that's
emotional. And outlets cheating. And outlets become other things too.
No, but it's just an outlet. Like I just need, you know, somebody. Like what if I just like, hey, I just have somebody to talk to that's of the opposite sex that can give me advice. Like, nah, you was tripping. You need to do right. Okay, word. You know, just somebody like that.
And it's, yeah, and then the next thing you know, you're in the break room kissing.
But what if it never, ever, ever goes to that level? And it's
but I would never let it get to that level because I'm going, as soon as I find out about it, I'm nipping it in the bud.
Oh, man. But what if that person is my, that's like, it just, it's just somebody like.
I'm supposed to be that somebody.
But you are that somebody for me. But
apparently not if we're having this conversation.
So, you don't, I mean, but it's just possibility, like.
Okay, so it's possibility for me to have a man that me and him are friends. And me and this man are going to have conversations. And me and this man are going to talk to each other, and he's going to tell me about his relationship. I'm going to tell him about my relationship, and that's going to be cool with you, right?
I mean, you already do that.
But it's not cool with you, right?
And you tell me that, he's not like that. He's this and that. You know, and I'm just like, okay, if you say so. You
but
know.
You're not cool with that, right?
But look, does it stop you from hanging with him?
I don't know who him is in this case.
Does it stop you from hanging with him?
Hanging?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You always going out to, when y'all have y'all little co-worker outings and go to BJ's and stuff, what man is always there?
Oh,
exactly.
He's gay.
Oh, see, but what's wrong with that?
But he's gay. The people that you are talking to are heterosexual, and they are ladies. So therefore, that's not the same.
It's the same.
You talking about somebody who's not interested in me?
I'm what if this same flip side? This person is not interested. It's just the same thing.
It's not. But whatever. Okay, we're going to move on.
We're talking about emotional
cheating. I mean, all I can tell you is this. I know for myself that it is a benefit when you can have someone of the opposite sex who is able to tell you, you know what I'm saying, call you on your stuff when it comes down to relationship stuff. But when it gets past, so I would say if we just answering the question, is it such a thing? Yes, it is. If it's a bad thing, if it's a real thing, all of that. It is what it is, but it gets to the point where it is not acceptable or is not healthy when you're doing too much with that person. Because things blossom, and we as human beings must not ignore the fact that we have certain things are stimulated by human interaction. Mm-hmm. And when you are going back and forth with a person, you have a vested interest at a certain point in their well-being. So So you're always going to be concerned about this person. That has become a part of who you are. They have ingrained themselves into your life, and that's not healthy if you are supposed to be married to somebody. Now, if you're saying we can bounce ideas off of each other every couple of months, then that's really probably not harmful. But when you talking about this person has become your everyday talking person, you talk to them in the morning or you talk to them at whatever special time of day y'all know is just great for both of y'all, that's, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. And before you know it, somebody done tripped on the dick and y'all sorry, but it's going to be too late at that point. And you know me. I go off the handle real quick.
Yes. Excuse me.
Yeah. Excuse you. Well,
I'm just, you know, I'm just blown away by the term emotional cheating. Like, so, emotion, is that grounds for acquittal?
Yeah.
Emotional cheating is grounds for acquittal?
If you have carried it too far, yes it is.
What's too far?
If I deem that whatever your relationship is with this person...
Nothing sexual.
It don't have to be.
It's just been emotional cheating.
But you don't know how much... Like, when you talking about... If you are honest with yourself, and you look at the day-to-day running of what people do, if you running to pick up kids, you're going to work, you're doing all of these tasks throughout the day, you got somebody who gives you peace. You got somebody who you can confide in. They can tell you everything. They're going to be okay. You got somebody who's your little personal cheerleader over here. They are supplementing the relationship that you have with the person that you vowed that you would only be with them. So who cares if it's not sexual? The sex is just something that's the icing on the, you know, the icing on the cake. Right. But when you're talking about emotion, that's real deep. Because you giving a part of yourself to somebody that you're not even allowing me to see at this point. Because they're feeding that piece of you. And that's not fair to me. Because you have taken that off the table. That's not even a, something that I can... That's a place of you that I can't even touch. I can't even reach it. Because you've decided that this person is supplementing your life in that emotional need that you have.
Wow.
So you're having a whole nother relationship with somebody else. So yes, it will be grounds for an acquittal. If that's what you're calling it.
Jesus. Man.
Wow. So, that's all I'm saying. Like, you can think, especially like in men, y'all are so naive when it comes down to that type of stuff. And some women, they know, I mean, like, I don't have to have sex with him because he's a good guy. He's not trying to have sex. He wants somebody to, you know what I'm saying? I can tell his wife just, you know, she thinks she's all that. He always is coming to her rescue, but he needs somebody to rescue him. So, she's doing all these extra things to you, making you feel good. And before you know it, you done got sucked into a whole relationship and you thought you was just friends. You thought y'all was just friends. But then, it's going to come a time where that conversation and all that oohing and aahing and laughing and shit, she going to need more. And you think you going to be like, oh, I'm going to be able to turn it down, but you ain't going to be able to turn it down. Because when you emotionally attached to somebody, other stuff happens. And you can say no all day long. That's the reason why I tell you. You talk about, oh, how I could cheat on you one time and you could be gone? Because you speak that strongly about the shit that you going to do. So if you fuck up, you out of this motherfucker. I can tell you that now. U-Haul will be the very next business day. Your shit will be out of here. I'm not playing. Because you sit here always strong facing. Black men don't cheat. Y'all out there with the picket lines like this is the damn 60s. You got a movement. Fuck that shit. Niggas cheat all the time. They cheat and doing every podcast you have. They are cheating. And therefore, when you put your lips together to say black men don't cheat, you don't cheat, you wouldn't do this, you wouldn't do that. Right. It don't matter. A woman can be fine. She can take all the clothes off. She can be begging you to do it. You ain't going to do it. Let you fuck up one time and see what happens. I promise you, I will light your ass on fire.
You see how that is? People like, one time, man.
One time, because you say black men don't cheat.
We don't.
So you finna be the one who got the better bird for every black motherfucker that done did something wrong.
And I'm gonna make us proud.
And you gonna make us proud. Because you gonna cheat.
No, I'm not. I have no desire.
Like I said, you keep on saying all that shit. So you gassing it up. You gonna deal with the consequences. Hey, what it's gonna be.
I'm willing to fight that fight.
Yeah.
Willing
to tell that lie.
No, I'm just saying that's what it is. I'm willing to be out there, fellas. Listen.
Yeah, he on the front line.
Listen, on the front line
for some bullshit.
Yes, call it what you want to.
Some bullshit.
Cause listen, I'm just gonna be we are faithful black men. And we don't cheat. Shout out to all the black men that don't cheat, man. Shout out to all y'all, man. Y'all some good men, good wholesome black men. Appreciate y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep these harlots and these Jezebels off us. You know what I'm saying? Stay with our good women we got at home. You know what I mean?
I got a text message the other day. Somebody was in the laundromat. This broad was up in there first thing Monday morning. Had on her pajama shorts. Pajama shorts looked like some damn panties or boxer shorts or something. She bending all over, getting her clothes out, moving stuff around. And the person was like, they could tell that she was, you know what I'm saying? She noticed a guy. He pulled up in a nice car. He came out, you know, he was doing his laundry. And so, you know, she done pranced by him a couple of times. And so the man said, "Excuse me, ma'am." And you could just tell, like, the way she looked, like, she just knew in her mind, this nigga finna holler at me, you know what I'm saying? I got him a little night clothes or whatever. And he was just like, do you feel safe with what you have on? And she was just like, huh? And he asked her again. And so she was like, yeah, I feel safe. Why? He said, well, I really wouldn't feel safe, you know, to come out the house looking like that. You might want to, you know, cover yourself up. And so she looked kind of like shame when the man walked off because she just knew that he was going to holler at her.
Hey, look.
And he was just trying to help her out and tell her, like, you know, that ain't how you should come out the house.
Good black man.
Good yeah, he was decent, I guess, in that situation.
You know what I'm saying? He was just like, look, that ain't what. Yeah, see, that's good. We need more brothers out there like that. Because that's going to be my keeping 100, man. But keep going.
No, I was just saying. I said, so there are some good people out there, you know, regardless.
There's a lot of us good guys
out there. I mean, y'all all right. But if y'all so good, you can't be advertising shit.
Hey.
If you advertising, ain't no need for you to be advertising because you belong somewhere.
I belong, but I'm advocating that to other people. It's all right to be a good guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all right to be a good guy, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
It's all right. That's all I'm saying. I'm an advocate.
You be an advocate. Advertising. Yeah, you sound like you're advertising.
I'm off the market. I mean, I'm saying, you know, I mean.
Like I said, I'm telling you, you will wear that cross during this Lenten season coming up to the resurrection. Your ass will wear it.
You don't have nothing to worry about.
Oh, I don't. I know I don't. Yeah. You would have all to worry about. Because get yourself caught up in something.
Ain't nothing to get caught up in. Mm-hmm. I don't do nothing.
If you say so. We'll deal with that later, too.
All I do is coach football and love my family, man. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And play with them people's mamas. Move on to the next thing on the docket.
I don't even know most of their mama names.
Mm-hmm. So you see. But they know yours.
Coach. That's all they know me as. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But put me in the game.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Emotional cheating. According to mine, it's grounds for acquittal. This is the first I've ever heard of it. So it's a new phenomenon to me. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, fellas, we need to get up on our terms.
Emotional I think cheating. Other people have it together. You just slow on that one.
I mean,
you're emotionally numb 99% of the time anyway. So I'm sure you don't know anything about emotional anything. So it doesn't really matter.
She thinks I'm emotionally numb.
He is. It takes a lot to get him angry. It takes a lot to get
him happy.
He doesn't really care about anything.
I just keep everything bottled. I'm one of those people that don't, you know, I don't get too excited about nothing. Because, you know, if you get too excited and it falls through, then you're upset. And, you know, I just always, you know, hey, I expect, you know, bullshit. So when something good happens, I'm genuinely happy. So, you know.
That's the worst way to be.
No, it's not. It's just okay.
I mean, if that's your philosophy on life, then
If you expect lower, when you get higher, it feels real good. But if you're always expecting the best and if your food don't come out as great, you ain't happy with it. Nah, man.
So when you were with me, you expected the worst. Now that you have the best, you really appreciate it because that's what you got. I mean, we all know that.
I wouldn't have married you if I didn't think you was the best.
So you say.
Oh, I know so. Okay. I was just like, this girl is special. I told you. That time when you gave me a pedicure, you shot up the charts higher than I was just like, yo, ain't no girl ever did that. And that shit really it changed the way I was just like, yo, like this. She, I was like, I had a woman that I ain't never had a woman pamper me. Like, what the fuck? Like, what? This woman treat me like, I was like, this is an awesome girl right here.
Yeah. So, 18 years later, in my SpongeBob voice.
Yes, still here. Still in the paint.
With the bullshit.
Still in the paint. So, yeah, man. So, you two fellas, you know, you don't let that good one pass you by. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, because you'll regret it. You know, because. I couldn't imagine me now seeing you on Facebook like, dang, man. Man, had that one. Look at it all happy and shit. You know
what I'm saying? So this is what I'm over here doing.
Are you happy now?
Oh, okay.
So I know that's why I know them niggas be hating and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is.
Nigga growing cross-eyed over here.
Who going cross-eyed?
Me.
Why you going cross-eyed?
Because you over here cutting up.
When I'm cutting up. I'm just speaking.
You can't speak nothing with that damn dank in your mouth, in your lungs.
Just speaking my truth.
Yeah, moving along. It's March, so it's March Madness.
March Madness time. How you feel?
I feel real good. I'm going to watch a couple of games. I'm going to say that Duke wins overall over Kentucky.
Duke over Kentucky.
That's going to be in the final.
You think so?
Yeah, that's what I got. That's what I'm going with. You heard it here first.
Duke over Kentucky.
Yeah.
Is it possible they don't eat? Can they play each other?
They can. I've done my research, nigga. I got this shit.
Okay. I got a couple brackets. I got Duke and Carolina in the final. You know, I want to see part four. It's time for us to have Duke versus Carolina in the title game.
I don't know why y'all been getting y'all ass whooped. So who wants to see that shit?
We won the last one.
The last one and you got beat at least two times prior?
Yes.
Okay then, so fuck that. Nobody want to see that shit. Yeah. You done seen it three times.
Well, it's the tournament now. So it's time for them to play for the big time, the title, man.
Well, don't fuck it up, because if Duke and Carolina go, Duke ain't going to win. So let's like mine, because I got Duke winning over Kentucky.
I got Duke winning over Carolina.
Yeah, no, that shit ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, so that's
on the big stage. Yeah,
and you know this time of year is really testy around my house because my wife works. She has to go out of town on Friday mornings, so Thursday nights during the tournament, she be wanting me to come to bed all early, and I be like, "Baby, it's basketball games on."
Ain't nobody gonna see that shit.
And you know what I'm saying? That's the way she act, and I be like, "Yo, like."
I mean, it don't matter no way because you don't want to do right no time of the year. When I got to go out of town, but whatever.
It's Thursday night, then like doing football season, it'd be Thursday night football, then doing March Madness. It'd be like, you know, them the only times it'd be like, you know, other than that, I don't mind come laying down with you.
It's okay though, because the nigga don't give a damn.
I do give a damn, so, you know. But yeah, March Madness is here, it's upon us. I remember back in the day going to Pizza Hut, getting a little mini basketballs during this time of year, you know, whatever the little city, the little tournament was in, you know, that shit used to, I always look forward to that, you know, the little mini basketballs, whatever Pizza Hut had, that little March Madness pack, I used to always try to collect that shit. You know, I was a, you know, collectible person around, you know, I don't know, I love March Madness. It's my favorite.
I mean, I guess being from the city you from too is just...
It's like, you know, something basketball. Yeah, it's like, you know, we always had a tournament.
Coming there to the city. So.
Like, we had some of the little stuff. Like, we actually hosted the 78 or 79 Final Four. Was actually in that town. So, you know, it's deep. You know what I'm saying? Greensboro, North Carolina, look it up.
I guess.
You know, my city.
Yeah. You ain't got nothing else to say, nigga. Yeah. Your city, period. Ain't got nothing else to say. Ain't nothing like Savannah, Georgia, nigga. 912. What the fuck you know about that? 3-3-3. Yeah. Move on to the next thing. March Madness. Get your bracket together. All right, nigga.
Man. Get your brackets together, man. You know, that's it about March Madness. TV talk. Finally caught up on Love After Lockup. We got to see the finale.
Since niggas is emotionally cheating with the other girlfriend who he probably don't watch the shit with over the phone, over the internet. Moving on.
Love After Lockup happened. Scott and Lizzie. Scott came clean to Lizzie, told her he was broke. And Lizzie said, "Hey, if you don't have no money, I have no use for you." You know what I'm saying? And you know, Scott was kind of heartbroken. You know, she gave him
the ring. But he bounced back. Yeah. I was surprised. He got him another woman. And him and the girl, they got it going on, seemed like. So
he met him somebody else, you know, and she said she's not with him for the money.
Clearly not, because there is none.
Exactly. But Scott still got him a house. You know, he's still living. Lizzie got her a job. She working in a little factory or whatever like that.
And she needed that. She needed that.
She's still riding around in Scott's car, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but yet still, he's a piece of crap.
Yeah, Scott's a piece of crap. You know what I'm saying? I would have took that car back.
I would have as well.
Scott crazy as a motherfucker.
Especially when he threw that darn ring in that toilet. I pray God he was not, he didn't flush it.
Yeah.
And he could go back and get that because he ain't got no damn money to be throwing away.
He went back and got that ring. Scott went, that was for the cameras. He threw that phone in there.
He sure did because he want to make sure you can't call me no more. I get me a new number.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do all that though, which is You ain't got no money to waste for nothing.
Yeah.
But the, who was the other thing? The old crazy one, the boy got locked up again.
Oh, yeah. And Matt and I think
Caitlin,
Caitlin or something like that. Yeah. Matt get locked up for riding in a stolen car.
Which his story was lame as hell. Talking about something, he rented it from somebody and he didn't know it was stolen. But you can't rent something from a person.
Nigga, did you rent it? Did you rent it from Enterprise? No.
Exactly not.
So there's a good chance his car is stolen.
Nobody just passing out cars talking about something.
What rental service did you get this car from?
Exactly. You just walk up and say, hey, bro, can I rent your car? Did you leave
any collateral or anything? Like, come on, bro. So Matt get locked up for riding in a stolen car. Caitlin bails him out. He disappears on her for 6 days. Shows back up to the house
with a funky attitude.
Stinking attitude. And then, so they end up breaking up. She
crying and carrying on. But she went on with herself. With her life.
Yeah, that was the best thing to happen for her. Because Matt was just dragging her down, man. Yeah. You know, like.
That was the same thing with Scott.
You know. And it was good for him to move on. Both of them move on from each other. Matt, because he wanted to go back to jail. He wasn't comfortable out here in the free world. He just didn't move like it. So he wants to go back to jail. And she, you know, she just needed to go
ahead. He got a boyfriend in there. That's why.
He got something going on in there. He don't like being free. Then we had was Tracy and your boy Clint. Tracy gets out of jail.
Looking like a crackhead.
I mean, Tracy was like
40 pounds lighter.
She say 40, but I'm going to say 60. 60,
yeah, because she looked like she lost a lot of weight.
I didn't know who it was. I was like, damn, they introducing somebody new on the show this late in the season? And I was like, hold on. Looked
terrible.
Yeah, she had lost a lot of weight, and Clint, he's
still loving her up.
Still loving her. He came and picked her up and took her back home. And then
he
tossed her
around. He said, I couldn't pick you up before. He just couldn't stop picking her up.
Hey, boy. Look, he told him, say, hey, girl, you got to get some weight back on. You lost a lot of weight. He said, we got to fatten you up.
Yeah, I like my girl, my women.
So, you know, Clint got his girl, Tracy, brought her home. She promised not to ever leave him again.
For nothing or nobody.
For nothing or nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's love right there, boy. So, it ended all well for Clint and Tracy, I guess. You know what I'm saying? He got thicken up, I guess, because she need to eat a couple nights of some grits and some gumbo and some gravy.
And like, she need a whole lot of something.
Biscuits
gonna be,
and sausage and gravy biscuits. Like, she need all the fattening food, beans and rice. The fixings. All the fixings. then we had Marcelino and Brittany. They end up getting married. Brittany's little girlfriend came to the wedding.
And she had her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend at the wedding, so, you know, she's not gay anymore either. You know
what I'm saying? Like, oh, you was pressed about her marrying a man. Yeah. But you done going and got you a man.
So, you know, Marcelino, Brittany got married without incident. You know, she's pregnant with child. They're married, so now the baby, you know, Marcelino's going to be a dad and a husband, so shout out to them. Theirs ended well. No problems, no hitches. Mm-mm. And then it all comes down to Michael, Megan, and what's her name?
Hell if I know.
Stacy. Something with an S or something like that.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. But she was the wife.
The other woman, basically.
And Michael was locked up in jail. The two women met up with each other, had a little chat. It got ugly because, you know, both of them coming in with attitudes. The wife, she mad at the girl on the side because she thinking like, yo, how you the side piece and you not, you know, bowing down to the wife?
And she got it twisted because she should know she been playing this role with this boy. Not only that is the fact that I feel like she wanted to say was she black. I promise you, if he was cheating with another white girl, she wouldn't have had that same attitude. You can't possibly make me believe that that didn't have something to do with the way you try to talk to me.
But she was just like, I don't understand how you're the side. Yeah. You're the mistress and you know, if I was a wife or if I was a married dude and the wife came to me, I would be listening like, yo, what do you need to know? And she was just like, well, listen, I ain't know nothing about you. Exactly. So the nigga was lying to both of us. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I didn't know you was married because, you know, I'm sure if she would have heard that the nigga was married, she wouldn't have been investing this much time into him. Mm-hmm. Like, so, Sarah. You know. Sarah, that was her name. You know what I'm saying? So Sarah was, you know, she came with a little attitude. So finally they sat down to talk and basically, you know, came to find out that Michael was the one, it was the damn one pulling all the strings, and we y'all mad at each other for no reason, and y'all should be mad at him. So Sarah, you know, basically called it off with Mike, said she done with him, she pregnant, she about to raise two kids without him, and he can go on about his business. And
which is a lie, because she weak ass, both of them still talking to the man.
And Megan, you know what I'm saying, she said she's done with him, you know what I'm saying, and
her daddy talking about busting the nigga up.
Man, daddy get fucked up, man. He better chill, bro. You know what I'm saying? Dad better just chill.
That's what the daddy says. So you better not be talking to him and all that. And I don't want him coming around. I don't want him calling you. I don't want you calling him and blah, 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 blah.
He done took that virginity. He gonna get some more. Michael ain't done with him.
Uh-uh, he ain't. But it's the end of the show, it said that both of them are still in contact with him. So that's what I said. They did all that tough talking, and neither one of them going to do nothing. Because for one, that girl no good and well. She don't want to raise them children by herself. She going to need his mama, because I ain't trying to hate, but when you got a white mama and a black daddy, you don't know what to do with them children or their hair. So therefore, you going to need somebody on your team that's going to be able to tame that mess. So you ain't trying to walk away and just say you ain't going to have nothing to do with him. That's not what you're trying to do. Then the black girl, like you said, he done tapped that thing and he done got that virginity. You something that you was holding on so tight to. It's no way in the world I would have been willing to give. If I done waited that motherfucking long with that thing, you would have had to get that after we done made sure we was getting married or something. If you talking about we getting engaged, I'm doing all this with you, and we getting engaged, and you, and then Sarah, you the wife, but you the one feel threatened. You coming at me talking about, I done seen the venues, I done seen this, I done seen that, but yet still, you mad with me. Well, shit, you know everything. You running your damn mouth, you know everything. You don't need nothing from me. So, you talking about something, what I should be providing you with, whatever information and stuff. I'm going, what I'm going to tell you for? All I can know is that you the crazy baby mama. So, what am I going to give you some more ammunition to go against him with if he don't want to be with you? Because clearly he didn't want to be with you that day we was fucking in Niagara Falls.
He went back to jail because of this pussy.
Exactly. Exactly.
I go to jail for the pussy.
Hey. That's also, so my thing is, he made his choice. He played out here in the streets with me, knowing that he could get jacked up. So all he had to really do was to go to the probation officer. Shit, he knew Megan was coming to town. Shit, she would have sit her ass right there till he got wherever she was at, the airport or wherever else. You could have went and handled your business, text her, told her, hey, I got to go see my PO first, then I'm going to come scoop you up, go get you something to eat or whatever, walk around the airport till I come through there. But he chose to go pick her up and then come to the damn to the probation officer and got hemmed up.
Went to the wrong one. That man. But yeah, man, so that was Love at the Lockup. It was a pretty good season, man. Go check it out. It's on, I think it's on, I don't know what station it come on.
Hell if I know.
I think WeTV, I think that's the station it come on. So check it out. You know, Love at the Lockup. 60 Days In, that was the finale of that season. That's something I watched also. It was pretty good this season. They was out in, Arizona. They had, like, six participants. I think it was seven, but one dude, they put him out on the first day. And then, you know, this they had three girls and, like, four guys. And the three guys that stayed, you know, they did pretty good until the one guy ended up telling one of the cops in there that he was actually a police officer and he was in on the show. And they had to pull everybody because the cover was blown. And, you know, then at the reunion show, they was asking him about it. And he was like, y'all don't understand. You know, I think he had got too deep in because he was running like the pod. You know, so he was one of the people on the show that was, like, running the shit. Like, he was around there like, look, I'll bump something. Like, anybody going there, nigga, we can fight. Nigga, I'm with it. Like, you know, nobody fuck with him. So he was that dude. So watch the season 60 Days In. It was pretty good. A dude named David Abner, he slapping people. Like, these participants was really, like, they really got into it. Like, they slapping niggas and everything. So check out 60 Days In, man. Black Lightning back, too. Pretty fucking good shit. You gotta watch Black Lightning, man.
Whatever that is.
It's a little show to come on, like CW.
I know it's a discount show.
Discount?
That's what the black man supposed to be, the superhero?
He is, yeah. Why you call it discount?
That thing look lame as fuck. Like, I done seen an episode of that shit. That shit don't look like it go to nothing.
Wow, man. See, this is what we can't do, man. We can't down the black television, man.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus. Then you got Boomerang, that's on BET, and American Soul, that's on BET. Fuck with BET original programming now. I mean, them shows, we gotta support these shows. If we want more black shows, we got, they're good shows though.
Okay, well say that. Say they're good shows. Don't say we gotta support them just because they're black.
They're good because they watch them because we're good and support them because they're good. Don't support just because they're black. Jeez.
Just saying.
So that's it for TV talk this week, man. No more TV talk. Keep it 100, man. You got to keep it 100 this week.
Yes, I do. I got to keep it 100 that I woke up with this morning.
Wow.
The reason why, if you wake me up, so keep it 100, niggas.
100.
Your public service announcement to keep love and peace and harmony in your household. Keep it 100 from Queen Germ is, if you wake me up out my motherfucking sleep, you better need something, and the shit better be important. You don't wake people up out their sleep to tell them, oh, never mind, I don't need you again, or I got it. Fuck that. If you had it 3 minutes ago when you was calling my name and waking me up out my damn sleep, you should have had it.
Oh, shit. Spicy.
Yeah. Yeah, so keep it 100.
Hey, I wonder which one of kids got you upset like that this morning, man.
I guess it's the one I'm looking at that's smoking this blunt.
Oh, man. Me? I did something this morning to upset you, baby? I am so sorry.
And you're not. And you're not.
I apologize.
And you're not.
I apologize.
And you're not.
From the deepest.
And it's not sincere.
Aorta of my heart.
Yeah, that ought to be clogged.
It's not. It's good. I took a cholesterol test.
I'm sure you took a lot of tests when you took that surgery that you didn't need either.
But yeah, so, yeah, man.
Don't wake people up out their sleep. When they get up out their sleep and you tell them, oh, can you help me with this? And then you tell me, oh, no, I have it. I have it under control. And then you looking all crazy with this whole deer and headlights look like you don't know what you just did. Nigga, you just uprooted me out my sleep. I was good.
Man.
I was good. You woke me up and you on a dummy mission.
Somebody's tight.
Yes, real tight. Whole day off because of this shit.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, man. My keep it 100.
Yeah, yeah. You will continue to get dealt with, but go ahead.
Dudes that are too thirsty.
100.
Like, look, fellas, man, listen. Y'all ain't got to be this thirsty, man. Y'all ain't got to be saying all these ridiculous statements to these ladies and making them feel all uncomfortable like Kodak Black. Y'all ain't gotta be just stop being too thirsty, fellas, man. Like,
be thirsty. I like them when they
thirsty. Thirsty is what breeds the harassment. That what breeds the.
I like being harassed.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. You don't like that. You don't like that. Be honest. Like, why do you like that?
Oh, I like that. The little crass comment. Oh, I love that shit.
Why?
That shit turns me on.
Why do y'all?
I mean, we got a whole bunch of construction going on in my building right now. Oh, I live for it. Every time I come up them steps. I live for it. I sure hope the damn painter's walking down the steps when I come in the door tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Miss Lady, how you doing? I see you ain't got no plate this morning. You usually be bringing in some food. I'm waiting on you to make me them collard greens and them ham hocks.
So that's emotionally cheating, what you just said.
Yeah, hell yeah it is. I'm a flirt. You knew that when you married me.
But that doesn't accuse.
Shit, yeah, you've been playing this role, so you know your role, and I know mine. So I'm a flirt. You supposed to be the good guy. Fuck that. I can do what I do.
Wow.
Green light.
That is the most amazing. That is just so hypocritical.
No, it's not. It's not hypocritical at all
you can't sit there and say that.
Well, now you've been to play this game.
And you're going to sit there and say you're hoping that.
Hoping.
Wow.
Hoping.
You look forward to
that. Mr. Earl is on that door where I'm at when I come down them steps today. Tomorrow.
Wow. It's like I said, niggas just so thirsty, bro. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, y'all got this lady hyped up to come to work so she can walk by y'all. Wow. I can't even go on anymore. Winners and losers, man. I know who my loser is, but go ahead. You got any winners or losers?
Yes, I do have a winner. And my winner today is none other than Janet Jackson.
Winner.
Because apparently she's supposed to be a part of the lineup of the 2019 Glastonbury festival. This is supposed to be in the UK, and apparently they had her like number 4 in the lineup, but she made the people change it and she's the headliner. So even at whatever age she is, having babies late in life and all kind of shit, June 26th through the 30th of this year, y'all can catch her in the UK. She headlining the People Festival. So Janet Jackson, she pulling them strings, making niggas bow down. So
wow.
That's my winner.
My winner is the Cleveland Browns.
Winner.
And for getting Odell Beckham and Kareem Hunt this offseason. The Cleveland Browns are now looked at as a favorite in their division for the first time ever. So they're my winners. And NFL free agency is also my winner because
winner.
It's been a crazy offseason, a lot of signings, and NFL has actually stole some of the thunder from the NBA, how the NBA usually do to the NFL, steal all the headlines and stuff. So NFL free agency is my winners, and the Cleveland Browns are my winners. My losers, like I said, I'm a loser.
Loser.
For just, you know, being a loser and finding out everything I find out every week on the show. And also my loser is the people that want this perfume right here.
Loser.
It is a perfume called Eau d'Amour, a Parisian perfume for people who want to smell like semen.
What?
No more suggestive advertising. This fragrance is literally the scent of sex. We have certain preconceptions when thinking about perfume. It's fragrance, pretty, and generally pleasing. Perhaps if you're feeling daring, you might pat for some more lushy, seductive. You might opt, for something more lushy, seductive, but it's usually thought as is ornamental, luxurious, and slightly pretentious. It's not a little boring. Perfume advertising largely features unchallenging, blandly aspirational celebrities. Perfume names denote their floral and agreeable characteristics. But this perfume right here is literally, it smells like sex. Blood, sweat, semen, and saliva.
And who wants to smell like that? That's disgusting.
I just, I don't know. And why would you want to smell like this? They said, I wanted to take perfume on the road, less travel. I wanted to take a radical approach. The idea was existing for a reason. And somehow at the end, it's a perfume house. Wow. What is the name of this perfume? And where can you get it?
Probably smell like, should be hot ass.
And the perfume doesn't smell like semen. Certainly it was enough for one perfume vlog to describe it as horrifying.
That's gross.
Oh my God. So yeah, so you're my loser if you want to walk around and smell like...
I mean, because if you want to smell like sex, just have sex. Have sex and go back out the house.
But why would you want to walk around and smell like...
Not saying that you want to. I don't want to. I mean, my first thing I do is take a shower. But I'm saying if you do, why pay for that shit?
Yeah, that's crazy. So, yeah. You're my loser. You got a loser?
I definitely have a loser.
Okay, who's your loser?
My loser is, and I'm not going to call any names because, you know, that's not what I want to do right now. But my loser is definitely going to be anybody who falls in the category where we don't delete the deleted photos in our deleted photos file.
Loser.
Why wait till the computer or the phone automatically deletes them after so many days? Just go ahead and just force it all to be deleted, because there's no reason for the black man that I have that doesn't cheat to have a picture of a black woman who is about nude and her legs are open and her hand is like dangling in front of her vagina. So to me, I don't understand what those types of things would be in your deleted folder file if you don't even have enough sense to delete them.
Wow. Damn. That's a crazy.
Yeah, you can check it out. It's in there. It's still in there.
Let me see what this... Oh, this is me?
I mean, how many niggas you think I got that I'm going through their phones?
Oh, man. Let's see.
Yeah, hit it. Deleted folders.
Recently deleted.
No comment.
Oh, no. This was on... Somebody sent me this. Yeah.
They sent it to you, but you still got it.
No, I deleted it.
But they sent it to you. If they sent it to you, why is it on there?
That's
right. I mean, you downloaded it. Don't talk about it.
This was on somebody's Instagram, because they was like, yeah, they don't even be caring no more on Instagram, because this lady, she's showing herself, and that's what it was. It wasn't nothing like that. Now, come on, man. Nah, bro. Nah.
We always got to... You know,
nah, bro.
Somebody that's a backpedaler. What?
Hey, I ain't in.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Yeah.
Ain't no smoke.
Yeah, it's smoke. I deal with you off the screen.
Wow.
Off the
thing. Okay.
Yeah. So but, you know, if he tell y'all he done had another surgery, y'all know what happened.
If that's all it is, hey, I can deal with that.
Like I said, if for now, if we that careless, we continue to make ourselves feel as if, you know what I'm saying, shit is okay. It's not okay, bro. It's not okay.
Wow. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. It's not. That's all it is. And you still got it up there.
What? It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Come on, wrap up this damn show.
Yeah, man. So
yeah, I need to deal with you.
Anyway. Yeah, man. So that's it. Winners and losers. Shout outs. You got any shout outs?
You know I got shout outs.
Here we go.
None other than Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. Seaport nigga. What's up?
Here we go. Good shout outs. As usual, my shout outs, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T. Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston. We got fucking MJ Money 9S, Stax, Pevy J from B More, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network, that'd be Dr. Cam, the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, the ashy ass, the truck driver K-Law, and everybody over at the Dr. Brace Network, go over there, check them out. Shout out to anybody over there that side to fuck with the kid. Anybody else, shout out to my dog 12 Cal, man. Shout out to you, man. Go over there, check out the 12 Cal podcast on any podcast reader. Good dialogue from a good brother, man. I mean, the archives, man. Go, man. Just go listen to any of his old shows and shit. Man, good shit, man. He breaks down albums, all kinds of shit, man. Go fuck with 12 Cal. And anybody else, man, fuck with the kid. Long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Woo! Another episode in the books, man. How you feel, Queen Germ?
I feel real good.
That's what's up, man. I feel good, too, man. I'm glad to be able to do episode 345.
45.
For the people. Had a great time. Yeah, and like always, don't forget, like, comment, subscribe. Call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Let us know how you feel about the show. And, you know, give us a reason to keep doing this every week. Because I enjoy it. I know she enjoys it.
When he ain't watching women nude on his phone with.
Wow.
Meanwhile, black men don't cheat.
Black men do not cheat. But, yeah. So, anyway, we out this bitch, man. This your boy, King Jern.
And this your girl, Queen Jern.
And this was the Frocast, and we out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com